Good morning. Good to see you all. It has been a marvelous week. It was a wonderful time for my wife and I and our family to go somewhere quiet and enjoy the beauty of God's creation and have a vacation. It was, in many ways, an altogether remarkable experience. Not only was our beach lovely, the weather was perfect. We had marvelous opportunities to see incredible things. The very last night that we were there, a nest of loggerhead turtles hatched, and my kids got to watch 100 or so little miniature loggerhead turtles find their way down to the ocean for the first time, and just a marvelous and incredible experience. I'd love to say, though, that it started that way, but it did not. As is oftentimes the case in travel, things do not always go the way you anticipate they will. So the plan was that we would find a place at the beach, and we did. My wife and I, we did lots and lots of research. My wife is the queen of research when it comes to stuff like this. She will have made charts and graphs and know exactly which bedroom has just a little bit better of a bed, which apartment and townhouse has just a slightly better sliver of the beach. And she will weigh all of these things. And it takes a long time because she's very careful and cautious at this. And when we finally make our decision, we did settle on a location that we knew fairly well on this one beach that we know fairly well, that we return to quite frequently. And it fit everybody. That's the amazing thing. Not only did it fit everybody, but all of my adult children somehow managed to make all of their schedules and vacations line up so we could all go. And it was kind of a miracle unto itself, right there and then and there. And so we knew that there would be no way that my mother-in-law could be on her own for the week. That's not a reasonable expectation. Her health is not such that she could. So we decided that we would pick her up and drive her to my brother and sister-in-law's in Virginia. And they got to have their grandma there for the week, and it was really nice. But the first day that we arrived, we got my mom settled in. We got her all squared away. We were getting ready to leave the next day for our house at the beach. And we got some frantic phone calls and text messages from our realtor. It is raining at Topsail Beach, very hard right now. And the ceiling in the townhouse that you're renting has leaked and collapsed, and the whole of the apartment is flooded. Have you left yet? We're halfway there. They say, well, we can offer you this one option, but it has absolutely none of the things that you want. Oh, and it costs more. Yeah, well, that's probably not the option we want very much. So we said, well, just go ahead and refund our money and we'll figure something else out. So we began the process again. And if you heard the first part of this story, you know that the research process is not a quick one. And so there we are, my wife, myself, and my oldest daughter, all of us on our phones at my brother and sister-in-law's house, on VRBO, on Airbnb, on every beachfront rental realtor that we can find. And we are now expanding our vision. We've moved a couple of states north and south. We're like, we're gonna get somewhere. We don't know where, because we're all on the road. We're halfway there. And my wife has an idea. She's previously joined a Facebook group for people who would like to rent directly from owners on this beach that we were going to. It's a private group. You have to get permission ahead of time. And fortunately, she did this a good long while ago. And so she posts on there, help. Our place that we were going to rent is flooded. Does anyone have anything that can vaguely hold this correct number of people at this location? Very shortly thereafter, shockingly shortly thereafter, we get a private message from an individual that says, well, we had reserved this week for my family, it's going to be my husband's birthday. We own this townhouse, and we were just going to go and spend the birthday there with him. But we're cattle ranchers, and one of our cows is sick, and we're going to have to remain behind and nurse this cow back to health. And since we were going for my husband's birthday, everyone just decided to do the birthday here at our house. Would you like the property? By the way, it's a little closer to all the things you wanted. It's directly on the beach. It has the right number of bedrooms. And I'll give it to you for cheap. Life is strange, isn't it? Now we're faced with a strange problem. This is mostly everything that we hoped for, and then some. But now we have to give a stranger that we've met on Facebook a bunch of money that we're going to transfer to them electronically, having never once met them, talked to them, or know anything about them. So we chat with them a little bit, and we explain our circumstances. And she says, well, you know, I really didn't anticipate that there would be anyone that we would be able to rent this to. This just must be God's hand at work, and I'm very, very glad that we're able to offer this to you. And we talked to her a little bit more, that, you know what, let's give it a try. And lo and behold, it was exactly everything that we'd hoped for. The only shortcoming to it was a four-story townhouse in which there was basically a bedroom on every level. And of course, my wife and I, we wanted the really good bedroom, which is on the fourth floor. I got my steps in. It was a good workout week. But everything about it was exactly as we would have hoped it would have been. And there is no question in our mind that God just sort of went, no, they're going to the beach. Let's make this happen. I don't know that he necessarily made the cow sick. I don't think that's how God works. But I think he saw two different people in dire straits and went, oh, I could fix their problem with their problem. Problem solved. Which we were very, very happy for. But we'd done so much research. We'd done so much preparation. We'd done so much planning. We had everything figured out. We had packed not one, but two minivans full of stuff. We had everything planned down to the last detail. And then things went according to God's plan. Isn't that amazing? How sometimes life just goes according to God's plan. And it works out better than our plan. How God has things in mind for us that we can't even begin to imagine. There was no way in the world that we could have sat in our driveway on our way as we were getting ready to leave. And I looked at my wife and said, you know what I'm really looking forward to? Is that apartment flooding and renting a different one. Yeah. But when I was sitting in the parking lot, I think God was chuckling a little bit in heaven going, wait till they see this. I know how I'm making all this work. It's going to be fun. So when Jesus is sitting here in this place with his disciples, and he is doing ministry in the middle of nowhere. I mean, the whole point to the story is Jesus was trying to get away for a quiet moment. By the way, Jesus frequently tries to get away for a quiet moment. It doesn't always work, but he does every so often accomplish it. Jesus takes little breaks. So just a word of encouragement to the rest of us that it's probably a pretty good idea to go take a break now and again. Oh, and by the way, there is absolutely biblical record of Jesus taking naps. So breaks and naps, both biblically oriented, and we have at least one prophet that God tells to take a nap and eat a snack. So I'm just saying the Bible has definitely left us some wisdom to be followed. But Jesus has gone away to be by himself, and so we know that he's in a remote location when the crowds nonetheless follow him wherever he goes. And so they are not in a place where it is reasonable to expect that they could just simply go and grab something to eat somewhere. So when Jesus sees them and he has mercy on them and he begins to preach and teach and heal, The disciples, who are planners, by the way, the disciples frequently are heavily involved in the act of planning the ministry that is going on around them. They have ideas, they have plans, they have very reasonable and rational thoughts. They look at this crowd, and they calculate it up, and they're like, if we had thousands and thousands of the equivalent dollars, we couldn't feed these people. Not that we have anywhere to get them food. To be perfectly frank, there's nowhere around here that would have supplies that could feed a crowd this big. We're going to have to divide them out, send them into the villages. By the way, plural, villages. And so they say to Jesus, okay, we've thought about this. We've planned this out. We've considered this. We've calculated this. We've done the math. We're going to need to divide the people out and send them into the villages to go and purchase food. And Jesus is like, well, that's a great plan. Let's do something different. I don't know if you've ever had that experience in your life where God just looks at one of your plans that's just the best plan that you've ever come up with, and God goes, that's a good plan. Let's not do it. I got a better idea. Let's feed them ourselves. Now, the apostles rather rightfully say to Jesus, well, that's just not a possibility. We don't have the supplies. Jesus goes, I know, but let's try it anyway. I mean, that's basically the conversation they have. Jesus is like, let's give it a shot and see what happens. The apostles are like, okay, well, we've got the equivalent of, you know, one bag lunch. He's like, great, that'll do. And then it does. And God's power makes it possible. Because God had a plan, and it was a better plan. I mean, the scripture passage here says that when they're done, they have 12 basketfuls of leftovers. I mean, talk about, you know, American-sized serving sizes, you know? I mean, we all know that you go to a restaurant, you're supposed to take home leftovers, right? That's just the whole idea. Well, they've taken home 12 basket loads of leftovers. So God didn't just provide sufficiently. God provided graciously. But it had nothing to do with the plans they'd made. And in our lives, we need to remember sometimes that God has plans laid for us. Ways that God wants to bless us. Ways that God wants to move and act in our lives. And some of us, myself included, we like the plan. We like a flow chart. We like a spreadsheet. We like a list. I love a list. I don't know how you feel about a list. My life is full of lists. But you know what? Sometimes none of that matters. Because God wants something better for us. God wants something better for us. So I'm not saying don't make plans. I'm not saying don't, you know, schedule things or make a good list. You should. But just understand that sometimes God's hand is going to be upon us and he's going to move us in a different way. I've experienced it in my life in ways that I never anticipated. I mean, the very fact that I'm here is evidence of the fact that God moves things in weird ways. I'll be the first person to admit it. I was a strange kid. Like 7, 8 years old, people will say to me, you know, oh, what do you want to do when you grow up? You want to be a football player? You want to be an astronaut? You want to be a fireman? I'd be like, I want to be a lawyer. I'd be like, that's a strange kid you got there. And then I'd talk and people like, oh, okay, it makes sense. He likes to talk, that makes sense. And I maintained that focus in my life until my junior year in college. And God went, great plan you got there, let's not do it. And then I became a minister because that's what God wanted me to do. And my life has been greatly blessed, much more blessed, I feel, than it would have been if I'd have done my plan. So look in your own life. Look at all the plans that you've laid, all of the expectations that you have, all of the assumptions that you've made about what it is that you're going to do tomorrow, and keep making plans, because there's nothing wrong with that. But I say to you all also, be ready for God's hand to move in your life, to give you a different direction, to provide for you a greater blessing, to change what it is that you were thinking you were going to do into something altogether different. Maybe right now, at this moment, you're in the process of going through one of those changes. Maybe you thought you were headed in direction A, and God goes, have you considered direction Z? And now you're reversing course and heading for direction Z. Just trust that God knows what he's doing. Trust that God has a plan, and that at the end of that plan, God has a blessing in mind for you that is so much greater than anything that you could have planned for. But God knows that there's a loggerhead turtle that's not bred for 30 years that's going to haul itself up on a beach, lay eggs directly in front of this one little apartment, and that if your kids are willing to stay up till 12:30 at night, they'll get to watch 100 little tiny loggerhead turtles make their way down to the beach in a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I couldn't have planned that. Only God could have. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, God has a plan. And it's a marvelous, wonderful blessing. Amen.